the phone I have Richard Clapton. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. So what an awesome version of that song.
That was a bit of an afterthought, that song, because it took about 2 years to curate that whole list of songs, because we probably had about 100 to start with and culled it down to the 15 that are on the album.
Wow. So the album is called Music is Love. It's your first cover album and it's your 16th album. But the thing is, why did you want to do a cover album?
Because Terry Blamey, who was Kylie Minogue's manager for most of her career, Terry's sort of, not retired, but anyway, we're mates. And I went to San Francisco. I got a gig in San Francisco about 3 years ago and I came back and had a night with Terry. And in the early hours of the morning, Terry said, let's do an album of hippie anthems. And at first, you know, I was a bit taken aback by that because I'm not really known for cover versions because I've always done my own songs. But I don't know, after a while, I sort of warmed to the idea. And as I said, we had a lot of fun nights for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
We discussed all of these songs until we got down to the current 15.
That's pretty cool. Now, the album itself debuted at number 3 on the ARIA Albums Chart back in April. I mean, that's pretty cool to debut at number 3.
Yeah, I think that was a big surprise for everybody. But I think, it just, you know, with music, music is always really difficult to predict, you know, why you have a hit and why you have a miss. There was something, obviously, about this album, and I think there's probably, you know, I can think of 3 or 4 reasons for why it sort of struck a chord with people. Unfortunately, the times we're living in, and I think they're pretty miserable, mm-hmm. and these songs are from 1966 to 1970, and, you know, it was, let's face it, life was so much happier then in the late 60s. And I think that struck the chord with people, and I suppose they think I'm a similar vintage. Hippie and all. And so, look, I think it's probably because people kind of want to escape, you know, what is going on in daily life at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. Now, with all the people you covered on this new album, including Bob Dylan and the Byrds, who have you met out of them?
I think the Neil Young story has been getting done to death. That was really weird because that was one of the earliest interviews I did. I think with the West Australian station, and they had this thing where they were asking Australian celebrities who of their heroes had they met. Mm-hmm. And so I just plucked the Neil Young story out of the air, not expecting that every interviewer since then, which is about 100, have asked me to tell the Neil Young story again. Look, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Which was on a Bob Dylan tour of Australia, or would have been the 80s or something. And I was playing a venue in Sydney called Salinas, which is about 2,000 capacity venue. And my manager at the time had received a tip-off that Bob Dylan was going to come down to my gig. And throughout the whole gig, I was really nervous as hell, you know, thinking Dylan was going to show up.
Yeah.
Got right through to the end of the gig. There was no Dylan, the no-show. And so, obviously, I was very disappointed because Dylan is definitely, I don't know, perhaps my most influential icon or hero. Mm-hmm. And it took a few days until the real story came out, which is Bob Dylan had turned up to my gig and the bouncers on the door, Dylan had an entourage of about 12 people with him. And the bouncers said, we don't care who you are, getting in.
So you never got a chance to meet him?
No.
Oh, that's shattered.
The door. They wouldn't let him through the front door.
Oh, that's so sad. Now, Richard, you're going to be touring soon. Where is this tour going to take you?
We're at the Palais on the 18th of June. And right at this point in time, that gig is definitely still going ahead, as are all the others. So we're covering pretty much every state, capital cities in every state. And the show is going to be, I'm going to do about 8 of these hippie songs, then there'll be an intermission, and then I'll come back and do the usual Richard Clapton set.
It's like Capricorn Dancer and all that.
Yeah, because I think the fans need to know that it's not just going to be a whole evening of hippie songs. Hippie songs are just, you know, as I said, there's just a handful of hippie songs at the start.
Nothing like some hippie songs. Now, you released Girls on the Avenue back in 1975, but have you ever calculated just how many times you've been asked if it's about the prostitutes in St Kilda?
Yes, I have. It's 1,513,000,000 albums.
That's a lot of times you've had to answer the same question, huh?
Isn't that what you say in the modern age? Well, otherwise I'm going to look bad. You know, like all those teenage acts that are out there nowadays that get 500 billion views and likes and everything.
And I also saw that Paul McCartney loved the song.
I'm sorry?
I saw that Paul McCartney loved the song.
As did Elton John and Alice Cooper. Quite a few people were drawn to that song. The real story about Paul McCartney is he has a brother, Mike McGeer, and Paul McCartney took Girls on the Avenue back to the UK and got his brother to do it. I don't think he had a hit with it, though. But there have been a few cover versions of Girls on the Avenue over the years.
Is there one that you've liked? Just yours?
Well, mine's a bit different to the way it's been covered by other people.
Yeah.
I think it was a country artist, an American country artist, who did it, and I quite like that. I'm sorry, and that's a long time ago, so I can't remember the artist's name.
We might have to Google it later. Now, how did it feel to be inducted into the Ara Hall of Fame back in 1999?
Well, obviously, it's a great honour, and it just sort of really puts you on the map, I think, for posterity. It's just an acknowledgement that, you know, I suppose I've survived a long time and you know, I don't know, released a lot of albums and stuff like that. And so, it's hard to explain, but it's just nice to really be acknowledged in that way.
Yeah, I think so. Now, let's go back to your album, Music is Love. How can people get a copy?
Well, hopefully in record stores.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's on iTunes. It's on all the usual kind of downloading sites like iTunes and Apple Music, etc.
Yep.
And hopefully it's available at record stores. I know it went out of stock for a while.
Oh.
But I'm being told it's back in stock now.
And the other thing is people can experience some of those tunes live when they go to your show. So how can they get tickets?
Through frontiertouring.com, which will probably take them to Ticketek, I think. Listen, I'm finding it's really important that people are careful now with concert tickets, because I got a message the other day from a woman in Brisbane who said she paid $394 to see the show, and I had to write back and go, no, that's totally wrong. I think that I don't, in the ballot, at the Palais, I think they're probably $74 plus booking fee.
Wow.
It's really important to avoid those, what's it called, Viagogo?
Yeah, there's a couple of them, isn't there?
And it's a bit of a confidence trick, really.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful and go right to the source. That's frontiertouring.com.
Well, Richard Clapton, thanks for the chat today. Have fun when you're out on the road, and hopefully we'll get to talk again.
That'd be great.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.